Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid here, Nilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is Keyshawn.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers in this motherfucking rap game. Call the number 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
What's up? This is episode 43 of the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. It's hard to believe we've knocked out 43 of these bitches already. Had nothing but legends on here. Tonight ain't going to change. But, I mean, if you just want to go down the list real quick, I mean, we're talking DJ Ready Red. We're talking fucking Mr. Mix, MC Shan, JT Money, Gangsta Nip, South Park Coalition. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Matter of fact, the brother of our guest tonight, we had Lord Infamous on this motherfucker. Tonight we got, you know what I'm saying, DJ Paul. And this guy's got his own seasoning out, his own barbecue sauce. I mean, he's doing a lot of things, man. I'm going to bring him on right fucking now. I believe this is Paul right here. This is Paul?
Yo. Yo.
Hey, what's going on with you, man?
What's happening, man?
Man, it's been a minute. Last time I talked to you was about 03 for Murder Dog.
Yeah, a long time ago, man. Murder Dog was crazy.
Yeah. That's before they got all swagged out, you know what I'm saying? It's way back in the day. But since then, you've done a lot of shit since then. Man, what was it like? I want to ask you, what was it like getting that Oscar?
Oh, man, you know, it was crazy, man. It was a hell of a... I don't even know how to describe it, really. It was just crazy. It was a blessing, though.
Yeah, because the last time we talked, man, we were talking about serial killer memorabilia and shit and all kinds of crazy shit. And a couple years later, you get the fucking Oscar, you know?
Yeah, I still got all that stuff.
You still collect that shit?
Mm-hmm.
I got a letter from fucking Richard Ramirez. I tried to interview him once, and he didn't even want to interview. He just wanted to chit-chat with me and shit. Asking me what my favorite movies are. I was about to tell him The Night Stalker, directed by Danny Trejo. I was going to tell him that was a good movie.
You know, did you talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to him a few times, man. But
on the radio?
Yeah, no, not on the radio, just writing. He wouldn't. I gave him my number, and you know, I wanted to get an interview, and he's like, all he wanted to do was talk about movies and music, and he kept telling me to send me stamps, so I sent him fucking stamps. He never gave me an interview. I said, fuck it. I got his letters, though. Can't put them on eBay, though, because the motherfuckers, they won't let you sell that shit on eBay. But what kind of...
They probably didn't want to talk to you. Probably not told you some too much shit.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he's still on death row, I think. He's still waiting to get the switch pulled on him. But what kind of serial killer memorability do you have? I mean, did you ever get any letters from any of these guys, or...
No, never got no letters, and I don't really have a billion, you know, like stuff as like, you know, stuff from them or whatever. I just got, you know, stuff that I bought and got it made and this and that. I got a lot of stuff put up. I bought something that was supposed to have been made out of the blood from some of the victims from from John Wayne Gacy from Gacy, from Wayne Gacy. And I, you know, that obviously that ain't true, but it was pretty cool to have it anyway. It's about,
yeah, that's crazy, man. Because I did an interview with this cat that owned a website. It was called Murder Auction, and they sold like serial killer paintings and shit of John Wayne Gacy and all kinds of fucking memorabilia. And the family members were trying to have that shit shut down. I think they did eventually.
But, yeah, that's what I bought. I bought it at this little collector spot in Burbank, California. And it was supposed to be like a painting or a calendar or something that he made out of one of the victims' bloods. And it feels like some blood or whatever the hell it is. You know, but I bought this like 5-6 years ago. So, and it's been boxed up. And I don't even remember exactly what it is, but I was just going through those boxes the other day. I ain't got to that box yet. And I got all my stuff that I got framed up. Like, I got pictures of Ramirez and Manson and all of them that I got framed. I got all of them made into, most of them was already black and white. The one that wasn't black and white, I got them made into black and white. And got them framed all up in the same frames. And I put them in my movie theater room, my house. That's pretty cool.
Okay, man, one last serial killer question. Who's your favorite serial killer and why?
My favorite serial killer was Ted Bundy.
Yeah, me too, man. That dude was bad on them bitches, huh?
Yeah, I like Ted Bundy because, yeah, you know, he was kind of pimpish with it. You know, he was real cool, and, you know, he had hot cheeks. I got this Ted Bundy movie, this Ted Bundy DVD. I don't know who made it, but it was a Ted Bundy movie that they put out in. It was nice. My favorite part of the movie is when he go kill the girls at the lake house, at this little lake house where I'm hanging out in. And he killed this one chick, and one of these chicks, the chick that played, I don't know how the chick in real life looked, obviously, but the chick that played the one getting killed on the movie was so fucking hot, she started running in slow motion from him and just her bikini on. She had a big old ass, and it was jiggling all over the place. Ted Bundy and Colin, he took up in this little kind of storage room and killed her. And he had all her friends already in there hanging and already dead. She started screaming. She was hard as hell.
Was she the one that he hit in the head with the big rock?
I think he did. Yeah, he did hit her in the head with a rock.
That was a good movie, man. That was probably the best. There was about 3 or 4 Ted Bundy movies, but that was probably the best one right there. Yeah, that dude was nuts.
Played by a real actor that's been in a couple of movies here and there. He's a real crazy looking dude with black hair. He was on this one, when he captured a girl, like what he played, like it was a police department, but it was like the side of a service station or something. And he was like, "I'm going to have to take you to the police station because somebody broke in your car." And she was like, "What?" And then he walked around the side of the building. She was like, "What is this?" And then he, like, kidnapped her. He was driving down the street in the car, and she started kicking his ass.
Yeah.
She got out of the car and ran, and she escaped, and he just started hitting the steering wheel like, fuck
you. that was the one where he was jagging off, and that motherfucker threw coffee on him and shit.
Yeah, yeah. That was the one. I watched that movie all the time. That was the best Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah, that was, man. That was.
That dude played the hell out of that part, man. He looked like a crazy motherfucker in real life. I like that dude, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's classic shit right there. Man, people hear this show right now, they're going to be like, man, Paul's barbecue sauce is going to be intended for human meat or some shit.
Hey, now, I'll tell you one thing. I tweeted out some pictures while I was just hunting. I camped out and we went hunting this past weekend. And it tastes fucking good as hell on some deer and duck. we took us 3 of them down, and we made deer skewers and all kind of shit.
Yeah. Now, what's up with the you just got in the Hall of Fame in Memphis, man? Tell me about that.
Yeah, they just inducted us into the Hall of Fame. Elvis Presley and ZZ Top and BB King and a lot of musicians that's from Memphis or either came, moved there, and recorded. So it was cool, you know. It felt great to be a, you know, have your name mentioned in the same sentences, you know, Elvis Presley and all those great legends, Isaac Hayes and all those, man. So it was great, man. I loved it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, Memphis is you know, rich in culture and music, and you know, especially on the rap scene too, man. Memphis got a hell of fucking talent. Going way back, you know. And you go back, man, you put out, you dropped your first solo tape, didn't you drop it in like 92 or 91, some shit like that?
Solo tape,
or was it the Serial Killers?
Well, yeah, Serial Killers was, you know, the first thing I put out, but it did, you know, it wasn't nationwide. We just sold it around the, you know, the city. Serial Killers, that was in 90.
Yeah.
1990.
That was just you and Lord, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm from Shy. I didn't get onto you guys until about '95, actually. You know, Selecto had sent me a box, and it had your album, it had Al Capone, The Resurrection. I think it had Indo G and Little Blunt in there, and I might have had to Live by Your Rep in there too, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that shit, you know, Memphis, man, got a hell of talent, man. What are you doing nowadays? I heard a few of your tracks. We're going to play one in a little bit. You got a new album coming out? Or?
Yeah, it came out about 3 weeks ago, I guess. It's called Person of Interest. It's just a little underground joint that I put out through Selecto.
Yeah, you still fuck, after all these years, you're still fucking with Selecto this, huh?
Man, Selecto is still cutting them big checks every month on the 25th.
And now this is crazy. We were talking about the barbecue sauce and the rub and everything. How's it doing for you? Are we going to be seeing that shit in Walmart soon or what?
Man, I'm trying. Yeah, it's doing good for me. I'm trying to get in some stores. I talked to Walmart, but I'm trying to see if I could get them to let me do a regional deal. You know, I can put it in the main markets that at least start off in the main markets. What? I got a fan base and what I think it'll sell versus trying to, you know, put it in every Walmart in the United States at the same time, but that'll be, you know, expensive as shit.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
You have to pay for it yourself. You know, Walmart don't pay for it for you. You got to, you know, make all the money for yourself and ship them out and all that. So it gets up there.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. We got a couple callers online. I'm going to bring in area code 304. Hey, you live on the air with DJ Paul. What's up, homie?
Hey, what's up? I got a question for you. Hey, this is Abu King, by the way. But my question is, are you ever going to re-release your underground albums? Like, because you have so many underground albums. And
yeah,
you have a huge fan base that loves the underground. I mean, we love the new stuff, but we're wondering if you're ever going to get those remastered from the track tapes, you know, from the original sources.
Yeah, I am. I actually just went to Tennessee and got the masters and those four-track tapes. Now I just got to find the damn four-track, but I know it's boxed up, but... Yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that.
Yeah, because when I was watching your movie on Person of Interest, you had the yellow tape for Volume 16, and I know you released the Volume 16 in 2002, but you didn't release, like, you know, the real underground Volume 16.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the real one. Because everybody's been asking me for that. It's like, when you gonna bring out the original. The original. And I was like, all right, y'all want them, we can do them. That's easy. All I got to do is just drop that and put that out.
What about all the shit that was left on the cutting room floor over the years? The shit that you guys, you know, didn't have room for on the albums. You going to drop any of that shit too?
Back in the day, take a minute, will you? We put it on the Old Miss just has so many songs. I don't know. Stuff in those days, man. Now, when you get into, like,
Hey, Paul, you there? Yeah, Paul, you're breaking up bad, man. Can you hear me? Hey, Paul, if you can hear me, man, try to hang up and call back in again, man, if you don't care. I think we lost DJ Paul. So so how long you been a fan of 3-6?
I started in 2005, so I'm pretty new.
Pretty good.
I dug deep.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell. You're going all the way back to this serial killer days and shit like that. Paul, you there? Can you hear me, bro? Well, let's. I'll tell you what. Paul's going. I think Paul called. Just dropped. He's going to call back in. While we're waiting on him to call back in, we're going to play this song. What the fuck I look like? Thanks for calling in 304. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Stand alive, mate. No problem. All right. Hopefully, Paul's going to be calling back in here shortly. First part of the interview was crazy. It just started off just straight talking about how wonderful of a man Ted Bundy was. So all you women out there that don't mind getting, chopped up and raped, don't get offended. And if you do, take it up with my boy Devil Six, because he's our PR for the women that get offended easily. So, just hit him up. Hit him up on the fucking UGSforLife.com. But no, on the real shit, we're going to play this song, What the Fuck I Look Like, DJ Paul. Hopefully, he'll call back in soon. There he is. Yeah, Paul, just hang on the line, bro. I'm going to come in after the song.
I go toe to toe and let's blow for blow, cause I'm badass, leak this. I go hold a hoe, but they'll go for show. I got my dick head in your bitch. Catch me rolling, don't smoke till I choke. Now I gotta go, I'm dead. Catch this house party up in this hole, cause I'll play with other folks' kids. Niggas, I'm a damn pro that pussy. Leave it red like Suge Knight. Not messing her to my niggas. I'm told, it's loaded, I'm smoking and rolling. Quit to give me girl, give a stroke, Gary Coleman. Then I let her hold it, deep throat. Hold on, mind me, if you keep on going, I'm a KOM, on some male shit. I hop out green, I'm some prepper shit. Top of the day, getting green, I'm some chapter shit. I'm a rich bitch, I'm out wealthy shit. Let you talk, trick, what the fuck I look like? If I ain't got no bells on me, I don't look like. Leave the house without a strap, nigga. From my mama, I'm riding presidential with the top back Stevie Wonder. And I got that burner that they get down or lay down. Riding in that karma, guess what goes around, comes around. Rolling up some papers, keep that swift like Jader. Fuck around and take your face off, nigga like Mr. Potato. Kidnap me home for later, she give me a blowjob that's labor. Throw money just because, shit, everybody ain't able. Niggas know how I'm swagging now, got the black and black belly when I'm bagging out. Popping bad, she ain't touching my bag account, and it do the thing, fuck a nigga brag about. I'm getting money, ain't shit that I can't withdraw. Any nigga that get in my way, I'm popping his ass like Adderall.
Leave the house without a strap, nigga.
What the fuck I look like?
Since I rap, no more trap, nigga.
What the fuck I look like?
Rolling up some bad bitch.
What the fuck I look like?
Me without a bad bitch.
What the fuck I look like?
What the fuck I look like?
What the fuck I look like? What the fuck I look like? What the fuck I look like?
up out of my motherfucking face. Get the fuck off, bitch!
Yeah, we got DJ Paul back here with us, I believe. Paul, you back with us?
Yeah.
All right, that's what it is right there,
yeah,
man. I just read on the Twitter page, man, you're getting married on the 12th. Is that the deal or what?
Somebody's idea is something new. I didn't say that.
You didn't say that at all, huh?
No.
Said something right here, getting married on the 12th. No, it must have been somebody else that added some shit. Yeah, Paul's probably like, nah, I ain't getting married. I got too many of these Bundy victims to rape. But nah, man,
sure,
on the real.
Exactly.
On the real, what do you got planned as far as, you know what I'm saying, like 3-6 Mafia? You guys working on anything?
No, not at the time. We're going to probably do that next year.
Next year?
Mm-hmm.
And you got any, I mean, is it going to be you and Jay or?
Yeah, that's it. Nobody else.
I got a couple more callers here.
Cut
out. 314.
Yeah. What's up with it, Prez? UGS for life, you know.
What's up, fam? UGS for life, bro.
Yeah, I see you got Paul on the line, man. I just want to give him a salute, man, because he's one of the underground legends. And when I hear Paul talking on the phone, man, it's like, I think of the times back when I was in Memphis, because I come down there in 95, 96. I remember when they had the orange Suburban on the gold Fat Boys with the private sign. That's like, that's the time for me when they, I'm talking about like they were ripping that shit at Backhaven Finest, dog. And
yeah,
man, I'm listening. Them was some good times, dog. Yeah, them was some like 94, 95, 96, going out with the Hillcrest and shit. Like, them were good time listening to all that music, man. Y'all folks dropped that shit, and that shit was cool, dog.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, them was a good old day back then.
I got a couple questions for you, though. Like, at least one of them, you got any new up-and-coming cats that you bringing out now? Like, that that's on some groundbreaking shit, or... It's pretty much y'all just doing y'all own thing and
right now I'm looking for one. You know, I'm finna do this. I'm kind of doing the producers now. So I took some producers that I met on about 3 or 4 cats that I met over Twitter, and I put them on my new album. I let them come in and do some things, and I got on there and enhanced it. You know, made it into mine. And rappers, and I got a remix contest that I'm doing the end of this month and next month, where I'm going to post some acapellas on my website and let them go on there and remix the track for me and send it to them. So, and then, coming in January, February, most likely I'll start like, looking for actual artists. You know, I'm waiting to find somebody that's going to be different. You know, I'm sick of everybody sending me, you know, trap raps and all that.
I was about to say that. We ain't fucking with that swag. And a lot of that swaggy shit where these niggas, they finger popping their own asses and they wearing their little skinny jeans and they doing all that old fruit pie shit. Like, motherfuckers need that real shit. There's still motherfuckers out here that need that. And the only thing we getting flooded with is bullshit ass shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So once the real cats take the game back over, man, it's going to be popping. And I promise, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. If the years I was talking about, the 94, 95, 96 years, if y'all get the whole lineup like that and y'all just, like, make one album, y'all going to fuck the whole game up.
Yeah.
And that's my word. I promise. If you get all them cats, regardless of what everybody going through, I'm telling you, y'all got the fans out here. If y'all put a classic 3-6 Mafia album and just make them tracks for everybody, and they can hear everybody who they used to hear, y'all going to be the biggest shit ever. That's going to be some groundbreaking shit, man, and I feel that shit.
Yeah, we had your brother on about a month ago, man. Man, he still got that shit.
Yeah, they do. Man, I'm doing something next year together. We're doing some stuff. I'll probably put out a tape or something together.
Yeah, well, hey, if you got time to hang on the line real quick. I'm gonna play this song real quick, but it's some Chi Town shit right here. I know you fuck with the Chi. This my brother Bad Black. Name of the song is called Liar. Just hang on the phone for a few more minutes, Paul, and I'll bring you back.
All right.
Time to take another call real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, that's what's up. New York City, what's up, New York?
Hey, what's going on? You know, I have a question I've been meaning to ask for a while. What's going on with the basket-like appendage hanging off of your body? What's up with the arm?
What happened with the what?
What's going on with your baby-like arm hanging off of your body?
Oh, no.
It's very distracting from anything I see. It's very...
I mean, you're gonna call about the smash on you, man. I mean, you play on making. I should. That was a date I had with your mom. Oh, really? Yeah, hang him up.
DJ
Paul, man. DJ Paul. Yeah, man. It's well, you know, live show. That's how it go. But hey.
No. He was cool though. But his mom was better. She was a motherfucker in bed, and then I Ted Bundy'd her ass.
Ted Bundy. Hey.
Ted Bundy'd her.
I'll tell you what. When you and your brother Lord, when you guys get together and do that project, we like to have roundtable discussions on this show too. I wouldn't mind having both of y'all on at the same time if that's possible.
You know we can do that, man. We got to promote it.
Yeah. You know what we had on the other night, man? We had, this was about 2-3 weeks ago, man. We had, speaking of Memphis, we had, we had Gangsta Nip, JT Money, and Gangster Pat all speaking together at the same time. You know what I'm saying? A lot of radio stations, they ain't doing no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
None of them doing that.
No, we had the whole Poison Clan. You remember the Poison Clan, obviously. We had the whole Poison Clan on here, all of them. You know what I'm saying? We had all the SPC, the 25th anniversary, Point Blank, K Reno, all them guys, Klondike Cat, the Terrorist. You know what I'm saying? So we do roundtable shit too, man. If you want to put together something where we can get a bunch of motherfuckers on here, you know, we'll have a roundtable discussion. Like if you want to talk to some cats that you never even talked to yet, man, you know.
That would be dope. I talked to Point Blank on the Twitter maybe like 2 weeks ago. And who else I just talked to, man? Well, I know I just talked to Point Blank. I used to actually talk to Point Blank a lot on the phone. We was going to do a deal together long years and years back.
You was going to sign Blank? Oh, shit.
Yeah. I had a contract with his name on it and everything.
Oh, damn.
This was years and years and years ago, man. I always loved Blank.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see what was up with that. Yeah, that definitely would have been. Were there any other rappers that you were going to sign with or that you were going to sign to your label? Now that you bring it up, that's interesting.
Yeah, I had another one I was going to sign, but I ain't going to even mention him. He'll waste.
Well, what about you guys? Were you guys going to sign to anybody back in the day before the Relativity?
Before Relativity, we tried to get a deal with Suave House. You know, when they brought Avon them out first.
Yeah.
We tried to get a deal with Suave House, but we didn't get it.
I wonder how that would have worked. Well, y'all did your thing, man. You guys definitely put out classic music, and one thing's for sure, you know, you guys created a whole lane. I mean, I personally know so many people that, you know, they're on that devil shit. You know what I'm saying? They really are, man. One of our boys, Gangsta Crow, he's from Brazil. This motherfucker, he's down with our movement, Underground Society, UGSForLife.com, and man, he kind of got into some shit. Now he's stuck in a Brazilian prison facing 17 years, man. Could you give him a shout-out, Gangsta Crow?
Gangsta Crow. Shout-out to Gangsta Crow. You say he's from Brazil?
Yeah, he's from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Damn. I can imagine what a Brazilian prison is like. That's probably nutty as hell.
Yeah, man. That dude, you know, when we started our movement a couple years ago, see, we got a movement that has about 15 to 20 countries. And that motherfucker, I don't know how many blogs and websites he got us on. And, man, he's the one that does the devil shit. But he raps all in Portuguese. They speak Portuguese down there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy, man. You know, his dream was to work with motherfuckers like you and Al Capone and shit. And, you know, so, But I'll send you some of his stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you throw it on mixtape or something, man, for the young brother, man. Because by the time he gets out of prison, he'll be our age, man, mid-30s and shit. So, you know.
Okay.
But hey, let's try this one more time. We got 651 area code. You got one more call, time for one more call, Paul?
I'm actually walking up in the mall right now, man. I'm going to get my Christmas shopping on, so it's going to get a little loud.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what then. We'll do this again sometime, man. And thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, we'll set up that one with me and Lord. That'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward to that, man. Thank you, man. You take care.
Hey, make sure y'all check out the album, man. A Person of Interest. Look at the police down there. A Person of Interest in stores right now at Best Buy. Make sure you go get it. Check it out at Best Buy. You know what I'm saying? If you get it from Best Buy, it comes with the Person of Interest DVD. And you can get it on iTunes, but it don't come with a DVD, but it come with two bonus tracks.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, to the dude that called in, man, tell your mama to call me. My number's still the same. I hope I hit this, too.
He probably still, you know how them cats in New York are, man.
Oh yeah, they different out there. They're different because they like, you know, a lot of them, not the real ones, but like, you know, some of them, you know, got a little mad when the South, you know, took it over.
Oh,
you know what
man,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Still taking over, especially them rappers. See, he probably rap. Well, of course he rap. Everybody knew he rap.
The rap game now is just not to cut you off, but the rap game now I think is it's fruity. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's so fruity. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And he wanted a reason why, because his name probably MC Fruity. MC Fruity from whatever fucking neighborhood. All right, man. I've been walking this mile, man. I got to fucking spend some money. Get my shop on, and happy holidays to everybody out there. Follow your boy on Twitter at DJ Paul KLM, and, man, let's get it rolling.
Yeah, we'll see you with that Lord Infamous show, man.
Yeah, that's going to be dope.
All right, peace.
Yep.
All right, DJ Paul was just on the Murder Master Music Show, episode 40, motherfucking 3. He got a little heated, and a caller from New York called in, and, you know, you could tell Paul is a little bit upset about that, but, you know, it definitely makes for interesting radio. That's the good thing about live radio. You never know what the fuck's going to happen. I definitely, you know what I'm saying, look forward to that DJ Paul Lord Infamous interview, because, you know, we had Lord on the show, and that was actually a phenomenal show, man. He was talking about, you know, ODing and shit and almost dying and all kinds of shit, you know. So it would be great to hear the two of them on the show together. But we'll see how it goes. Add that to the archives. But here we're going to play a song real quick, you know what I'm saying, by the Gator Boys featuring Soldier Kitty Malnati. I was going to say Young Soldier Slim, you know, dude, he was known as Young Soldier Slim, now Soldier Kill You Minotti. Name of the song, Successful, produced by J-Dot of Laidback Productions. This is one of them songs that is for the UGS for Life project, but the UGS for Life project has now become the Fuck the Illuminati, because, you know, we're re-releasing it, man. It's a whole new fucking thing. The ones that bought it before, don't think you're getting the same thing, because I'm telling you, you're getting an extra 40 tracks or so that's totally different from totally different people, and you're getting some shit like this right here. Hope you enjoy this shit. Gator Boys, what's up?
Regretful. Then I realized that I had something special running through my blood vessels. I remember when I was 14, my brother kept an eye like Van Nistel, and I was like, boy, mama, catch you. I went from being regretful, now I'm trying to be successful. I edited myself, made it edible, on my pedestal, incredible. I got the remedy, call it medical, till I'm in a vegetable mindset. So I twist my mind to get higher than the crime rate. Got my directional, constantly weed turning circles. All night blowing smoke like bad pipes. Cause I had a bad life. I used to get bad like Mike. Now I'm breaking bad on the swing. Trying to turn these wrongs into rights. These songs into success. But success don't come overnight.
Fucking women, that's money we spending. I got wishes, I got hopes to stay out of prison. The fear's on my ass, they wanna see how I'm living. And they ain't stopping till they give me main, and that's a given. I'm headed to the top now that I told you my vision. I'ma ask God for his permission and also for forgiveness. Hopefully not, but if I die, just know that I live this thug life. Been trying to get my cash right. I-10 grinding another all-night flight. Just might go to the bar tonight, get in a bar fight. While my boy left this house without his gun, all he left behind on this earth was his son. Smoking cigarettes, drinking liquor, that's my health. While I'm sitting here stressing out, I ask myself, why do I gotta live my life so stressful when all I wanna be is successful? I say why.
In the mansion, she don't gotta worry about no cheddar. I know shit don't come easy, but while I'm alive, I would like to thank God for my achievements. I say, Auntie Linda, if you believe in miracles, this is one to remember. I done been through so much shit, saw so many dollars, it don't make no fucking sense. I'd rather hustle out my hands on the street before I slave a minimum wage. Seen the police, the devil on my ass, I feel him in my presence. Walking past the ship, the second line with my weapon. If they cared about my city, so much shit they could prevent. They don't give a motherfucker, that's why they built another pen. If I was God of the world, so much shit I had to say. How's riddles of the world be surrounded by fate?
Why do
walking around in circles, not knowing where I end up next. Just praying that I pass the test before I pass and rest. And yes, I know I'm blessed as I walk through the valley in the shadow of death. And I know I'm getting closer with each one of my steps. But still, I live my life without any regrets. Times are changing faster with natural disasters. They say the end is near, but to me that doesn't matter. To get up out this hole, I need a rope and a ladder. I feel that all my hopes and my dreams have been shattered. I'm picking up the pieces, putting it back together, keeping in mind that the sun shines after bad weather. If my goal before the end is to be successful, then why do I live my life so damn stressful?
Why do I gotta live my life so stressful when all I wanna be is successful? I say why.
Vibe in the streets of suicide. Life's a snitch and then you fry. Like Tizzy B. McFly, my fly. Hide and high. Lost a lot of friends in the ride. When Big Pooty got five, Nick Carrick couldn't die. Hollis Taylor, Kevin Moody got murdered. Ain't that the life I all heard of? Shed so many tears. Damn, why they gave Nathaniel Thomas 50 years? That's half a century. They spend their whole lives a penitentiary. Or end up in the bloody grave. A pine box built by a slave. When the cycle gon' change, proud of left the banger, built his gate of bar pain. My soldiers remain to stand tall. United we stand, divided we fall. Rep this underground society, motherfuck the Illuminati till I lose my own body.
Why do I gotta live my life so stressful when all I wanna be is successful? I say why.
back at a Murder Master Music Show. That was the Gator Boys featuring Soulja King Minotti, produced by J. Dot Layback Productions. You know what I'm saying? That's some real shit right there. We just had DJ Paul on the show. We got a 651 area code. Going to bring him on, see what's good. What's good with you, 651?
Hey, what's up, Perez?
Hey, what's up, homie?
Who's up? Skinny Man.
Oh, Skinny Man. You just missed Paul, man. Just missed Paul.
I know. I called like 5 minutes too late, I guess.
Well, you know what? Hopefully he's going to come on again with his brother at the same time.
Yeah. I caught that part at the end, though.
Yeah. Somebody from New York called in and kind of got him heated a little bit.
I got it just on that part, man. I said, oh, man, they clowning already.
But
I had two questions I was going to ask him, but about if he was going to come out with that Choices 3, if they were still working on that. I don't know if anybody asked him that. And then I was also going to ask him about that. I called on the part where they're talking about where he was signing Klondike or somebody.
Point blank.
He was going to sign Point Blank or something. I was going to ask him if he's going to sign that other dude that moved down to Iowa.
Oh, Evil Pimp? Yeah, Evil Pimp. That would have been a good
question.
You know
how he had that little YouTube video flogged and saying he was going to sign with Hypnotize. I was going to ask him if that was a true deal there.
Man, with Evil Pimp, man, there ain't no fucking telling with that dude. There ain't no telling. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but,
I know that's right.
I was just going to bring you on, but he said he had to go and do some shopping, so mad shit.
Yeah.
You know, but it was good. You're going to like the beginning of the interview. I don't think I ever started out an interview talking about hacking up women and raping them with Ted Bundy. So,
right.
You know, we talked about Ted Bundy for a good 5 minutes or so and serial killers and crazy shit. So I'm sure the women out there are going to love this episode.
Okay.
I told him if they got any problems with it, take it up with our customer service, CO6. He handles all, you know, the shit that has to do with you bitches. So he'll spit in your face while he's dumping dick in your
fucking
he'll
tell you fuck you too. No.
Fuck you, bitch. KFYB, man. But, hey, man,
yep.
The real...
But, yeah, now that I'm thinking of it, I sent you a little preview to your email about the CO, man. CO, the bad black beat I made for you.
You got it right here. Yeah, yep, yep. You said
like
it's
a 30-second
20 minutes
preview
ago.
With the comment the next day or two.
Let's put the let's play. Do you care if we play that shit right now?
Yeah, kick it.
Yeah, okay. Let me download it real quick and upload it. But yeah, let's talk about your production, man. First and foremost, how long have you been a producer, Skinny?
Man, seriously, since about 2004, really.
And
but I've always kind of had, like, the music ear, you know, since I was young. But, yeah, really starting to play with, you know, the music since about 2004.
And I know.
Kind of really got serious.
It's called Harder Than a Brick, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You might recognize the sample, man.
I'm going to upload that right now. You know what I'm saying? Your production is some hard shit. I mean, there's a lot of motherfuckers, veterans, you know, CO 20 some odd plus years in the game, you know, motherfuckers like Mac J, and a lot of other cats, man, that love your production, including myself.
Yeah.
Man, but I ain't no rapper, man. But man, where the fuck do you get your inspiration?
Man, I think I was telling people before, man. I think it was ever since I moved down to Memphis and kind of got to that atmosphere, kind of like what Mac J be saying back from time to time, where just being down in that area of Memphis kind of inspired me. And the artists coming from down there, you know, like Al Capone, Gangsta Pat, you know, Squeaky, you know, I really looked up to what he did back in the early 90s. And, I mean, not try to duplicate it, but try to make my own little sound to it. But that's guys like that, Mr. C, those are the guys that really got me into, you know, listening to their music made me want to do the same thing.
Yeah. Definitely, man. You definitely got the Memphis sound. Now when did you move from Memphis to where you're at now?
Actually, I was in Memphis in about 2001. I came back in 2002. I was born and raised in Twin Cities.
Oh, okay.
But I moved down there in 2000. So I was down there for about a year and a half. But just that short time. And I was listening to that Memphis music and the Houston stuff way before that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much even people like the Ghetto Boys and you know, folks like that, Fifth Ward Boys, they inspire me also. I mean, their music and their production, man.
Man, I've been trying. I'm following E-Rock of the Fifth Ward Boys on Twitter. Man, I've messaged him a few times, and he hasn't responded, you know, because I want to interview the Fifth Ward Boys because they have a story behind them. I mean, these guys were in some serious shit. And, you know, I think one of them's locked. I think 007, if I'm not mistaken, 007, I think, is like a born again or some shit. And Low Life, I think, is locked up again.
Low Life, I remember, was in jail years ago, I remember.
Yeah, well, he missed the first album. Yep. He was off the first album, and that, you know, that would be a good story, good thing right there. Also, Too Much Trouble. I can't get a hold of Too Much Trouble.
Where are them cats at?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Nickel Nug, he's still out there. Last I heard, he was on MySpace like in 07. They're out there somewhere, man. But I want to interview the little white midget. You know what I'm saying? What was his name? Bar None.
Bar None.
They were called, you know, Poison Clan was the Baby Two Life Crew, and Too Much Trouble was the Baby Ghetto Boys. They even had a little midget, man, like Bushwick, but he was white. I remember that shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and that tape was brutal. They had, I think they had a song called Rape the Bitch, another song, or no, I think it's called Take the Pussy. No, man, them dudes were brutal.
I think that was their first album,
man.
I had that album.
Yeah, that was the first album. But let me see if your song's uploaded. Sometimes this blog talk shit takes forever. Okay, here you go. Here's a sample. This is a beat you're working on. And who's this one for? Is this for Kafar? Or
for C.O.
Oh, okay.
Not the fire, yo, whatever one shows up.
All right, let's hear. This is Skinny Main Production right here, UGS shit right here.
And Terrence's whole fucking roof off. I'm harder than a brick, nigga, you saw. And Terrence's whole fucking roof off. I'm harder than a brick, nigga, you saw. And Terrence's whole fucking roof off. I'm harder than a brick, nigga, you saw. It's Harris' whole fucking roof off. I'm harder than a brick, nigga, you saw. It's Harris' whole fucking roof off. I'm harder than a brick, nigga, you saw. It's Harris' whole fucking roof off.
Demigod album, man. Oh, man.
She was
going to be highly fucking honored about that. And the cool thing about it is, you know, the dude that originally produced that was She-Dub. You know what I'm saying? So now we got a real motherfucking producer, you know what I'm saying, to take that shit to the next level. Oh, I can't wait to see what he does for that shit, man. That's what the fuck is up. Man, you got passion for this music, dog. You really, really fucking... I mean, you're throwing these cats beats, man, and I'm telling you, man, you're going to be one of the next big producers. Motherfuckers got to watch out for you, dog. Real shit.
Appreciate that, Perez.
It's real shit, dog.
Appreciate that.
You know, but, you know, you're a huge fan of rap. Me and you was talking the other day for a good hour or so just about rap. Is there anybody you want to see on the show, anybody we should go after?
Man, actually, I tried to message Mr. Ski, but he didn't reply to the message. Because I got him as a Facebook friend, you know, and everything. But he's one cat I would like to see on the show. You know, he did that Showdown album with Al Capone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
I reviewed that shit.
That'd be one guy I would like to see because he's a producer and an artist, a rapper.
Yeah.
He's been in the game for a minute, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we get him on the show, man, I want you to co-host it with me. Yeah, we'll definitely try to get him on the show.
Man, that'd be an honor.
Yeah, hell yeah, definitely.
That would be an honor.
You know what I'm saying? We got I mean, there's so many, man. People don't understand when you say legends and pioneers. There's so many of these motherfuckers that it's hard.
Yeah.
To, you know, like that DJ Paul interview. I'm gonna be real. That shit, was hard to pull off. You know what I'm saying? And right now, shout out to the homie Ahmed in the UK. This motherfucker's trying to get his Kool G Rap possibly this week. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have some. And Kool G Rap, so he won't fuck with a lot of these rappers, man, because he's totally anti-Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? He won't fuck with dudes. So that's going to be a crazy interview, man. That guy that called in from the East Coast, man, he should love that shit. Kool G Rap, hopefully he's going to come on the show. Shout out to The Butcher for making that happen. Man, now we're going to get into some Posse songs, man. But before we do, man, you're working on the fucking UGS Posse track, man. How's that coming along?
It's coming along. A couple of people sent me some verses and stuff. They sent me some verses on the little 3-minute beat I gave them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the beat is pretty much done because I made it for about 20 people to fit on there.
Uh-huh.
But it's just a matter of getting to see who wants to be on it or who's, you know, going to put their A-bars in. I know Laid Back did some work, DJ Villain. A couple other folks did. But, yeah, other than that, man, it's just a waiting game right now. You know, I hit up JT Money and try to get an email from him to send him the beat. But I don't see he really be on Facebook that much or something. So I sent the beat to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of, you know, getting back. And
That's always the problem. It's just
kind of what we talked about a few nights ago about, you know, mixing and stuff too. That's gonna be the other challenge.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely gonna you know, have the mixing done and but that's the challenge whenever you're doing something like that is getting everybody. Same thing with the compilations, getting people to turn in tracks. And I keep telling people if you don't have your tracks mastered, hit up Jerry. You know what I'm saying? Go to UGSforLife.com.
Yeah.
Jerry's his work is phenomenal, and his prices are real reasonable. The cat's not trying to break your bank. You know what I'm saying? I'll put it to you this way. For the money you're paying, you're getting quality that comes out of the studios of a motherfucking Brian Big Bass Garner. You know what I'm saying? That's what Jerry is.
Yeah.
Fuck with that dude, for real.
Some professional shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody wants to give you a shout out real quick, man. You got fans too, Skinny. You got motherfuckers that support you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's up with Skinny, man? This Mac J in this thing, man.
Hey, what it do, Mac J? What's up, man?
I was letting my phone charge up. I was trying to let it charge up a little bit so I could tell Prez, man, let me give Skinny a shout, man, because for real, if y'all looking for that A1 sound, I'm telling you. The shit this dude be sending me, man, we be at work jamming the fuck out, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't even letting motherfuckers hear the words. I'm in the back mumbling. They think I'm talking to myself and shit, but I'm just mapping the shit out of my head because when y'all hear his motherfucking track,
right.
I'm telling you, it's going to make you want to get creative. And you can't come with none of that fumboy shit or none of that inside-out shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to come straight with it. Man, the press, I hate that Paul had got up off that motherfucker before you could get on because, shit, if Prez could have got one of them in for him to hear, man, your shit, your sound is phenomenal, dog.
Was a good
thing. And I stand behind that shit, for real. That's what's got me going in. Skinny Man sent me some tracks. I'm telling you, when these holidays over with, I'm finna go in on them. I might as well, man. I'm re-energized again and shit.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this.
I'm working on.
No, go ahead, brother.
Oh, no, I was going to say, to Mac J, I'm working on two right now. I'm working on one for CO, which Prez kind of put a little sample of it.
I was listening to it. I was over here freestyling like a motherfucker the whole time he was playing it and shit. I'm on the back porch. I just performed the whole show.
You
know what I'm saying? I just performed listening to that shit, but I already know. I'm like,
and I heard your shit in the past. I heard you flow, man, Mac J. I know you got that flow, man. Your style kind of remind me of Al Capone a little bit, the way he kind of, you know, you kind of do that.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's all like I was like when Prez had Paul on, it's that 95, 96, 97. All my shit, that's where my shit come from. That's when I came. That's when I learned how to really do this shit. And if it reflect to that era, I ain't even mad about it, cause I ain't trying to be like these new motherfuckers anyway. You know what I'm saying?
No, why
and my shit still match with any of these young motherfuckers. Like, I go to a party and it's one dude freestyling, and they just keep telling me to rap because somebody know I rap. And Jay can rap good. And then I end up just eating a motherfucker up. But I don't even be trying to do no shit like that because I done got older now, and I don't got shit. I know I can write some shit. I don't got to prove shit to nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I like the freestyle and bump and shit too, though.
You got a song, this UGS movement song, man. We'll play that right now if you want to.
Yeah, that's cool.
You want to tell everybody what that is?
Yeah, man, I started making this song because a guy gave me some beats, and shout out to Ball Beats. If y'all in St. Louis, this dude got solidified tracks too. He cool, but Skinny Man, your shit is my type of shit. Ball, that's my dude. He got some of his shit is my shit, but I could do probably a whole album with you, and see, my homeboy Ball, he know that shit too. So he ain't fucked up about it because I ain't going to use all of them. But he give me tracks and say, you might know somebody else. If they got a song and you just get on it. And I love that dude for that because he don't have to do that. He could be doing other shit. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Ball Beast. And my dude, Instrumentals, I let him hop on the track with me because he the only dude that always let me record when I want to record. And he doing some things too, which he trying to build some speed on it so he can present it to y'all. Prayers for real. It's a couple other motherfuckers that's starting to latch. This UGS shit. Once people hear it, the motherfuckers that get it, they gonna latch on it and they gonna grab and they gonna hold on to it because it's that real shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I made this song basically off getting re-energized, dog, and being on the show. Prayers brought me on, and my brother Six, you know what I'm saying? He brought me on. And I said, man, I got to have a song. If everybody else got a song and I do this shit too, I got to have a song for you.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, we're going to play it right now, man. You introduce it, man.
Yeah, this Mac J featuring my little homeboy Instrumentals with me, the motherfucking UGS. That's the motherfucking movement. And tune in to KFYB on Saturday nights, 9-11, same time, same caller number, you motherfucking bitches.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's your boy, J-Dub, you know. Coming straight from here to Pacific, you know, MBCC Collection Center, goddamn me, 2012. Hopefully your boy's gonna touch down back on those streets of St. Louis, goddamn me, next year, you know, do my big thing, goddamn me, barbecuing the Boston baked beans, you know how we do it. Yeah, you know, I'm just checking in with my homeboys one time, see what they do, you know, they
good town. Yeah, you weak ass motherfuckers. It's UGS in this motherfucker. Mac J, Essentials in this dick. You know what I'm saying? Check the motherfucking site, www.ugsforlife.com. Ball Beats in this hoe. And we better show you motherfuckers how the fuck we get down on this bitch. It's UGS for life, hoe. It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving. No time for proving. We gon' do what we need. UGS till I D-I-E. It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving. No time for proving. We gon' do what we need. UGS till I D-I-E. Mac J be thy name, I'm back in the game. I know they hating on me, why? Cause I'm doing my thing. And we don't fuck with the lamestream swagger that's rappers, y'all gon' get stomped in your skinny jeans. Real, recognize real. Bitch, I am a fucking vet. Your disrespect alone gon' get you smoked just like a cigarette. Fuck the hoe, better check my credentials as I kick this shit off with my nigga Central.
This is what I'm saying, real niggas only. They say they want that beef, that talk is just Maloney. P95 on me, man, they do not know me. Dog, I leave they body in the hills like they Brody. Fresh up out to show me, do not fuck with phonies. Only weight movers, all you swagging like you Goldie. Man, she wanna hold me, hit her with that Coney. Your girl like that wind, all she do is blow me.
It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving. No time for proving. We gon' do what we need. UGS till I D-I-E. It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving. No time for proving. We gon' do what we need. UGS till I D-I-E. Money, money, my money. I gotta get it, man. What you gotta do? What you gotta do? What you gotta do? I gotta do my thing. Understand? Same, man. Back in the days, we gang bang. Then moved up to slanging cake. Now I'm trying to do other things. I gotta get that dope. And you know for sure, my gateways arch like the mo. This show me, so show me. If your ass moves too slowly, around, get dumped like Kobe, cause none of my niggas is phony. Y'all niggas can't hold me, cause I'm hot to the touch like a burning flame. Callin' my name if you feel it, man. Ain't got no ex in Mary Jane. And if you can't hang, I'm trying to do this music thing. I'm stuck in the game, trying to maintain. Smoking the weed got me going insane. And you know, Double H don't play. SK gon' spray, pull it out in broad day. Cause we ain't afraid, especially none of you bitch made. UGS gon' get paid till we reach our last day. UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving. No time for proving, we gon' do what we need. UGS till I die. It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Okay. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving. Yeah. No time for proving, we gon' do what we need. UGS till I die.
Back from the home of the brave, dumb and naive. 700 blocks north, you're born in Kankakee. In 1995, I moved to Memphis, Tennessee. 2 years after that, I moved to Missouri and St. Louis. Now I'm moving in the breeze, doing whatever it takes to feed my family. Half of these rappers looking dead of disease.
Okay.
Wonder why is everybody hitting on me?
Oh.
Probably the fact that you're whack, your words don't match. When you write, it's chicken scratch. When we lay tracks, tight enough to get paid stacks.
No,
no
time
to
relax.
Get this money to ease back. You ain't getting no bread. But my nigga, we bake cake. We don't talk to the Jake. I got my lawyer on the case.
Yeah.
Real recognized, real skill recognized.
Uh-huh.
But if you sit on me, guarantee you gon' get that ass here.
I feel so thrilled to leave a slug in your cranium and fly away on my magic carpet like an Arabian.
Ain't nobody containing him.
What?
Cause he raw, screaming fuck the law and never tell what he saw. It's Mac J, nigga. First war veteran. Ain't too many that's better than working hard like the Mexicans. So you better get your motherfucking mind right. UGS, FBI, my nigga, for life.
It's UGS, that's a motherfucking move.
That's how we do it in this motherfucker.
We ain't playing games, you motherfucking hoes.
Nowadays
on this
shit,
this
president,
this
bitch,
this
Mac Jay and that hoe. God killer six in this motherfucker.
That's a motherfucking move.
Fuck Illuminati,
that's how we do it
at UGS.
You motherfuckers check the link.
We gon' do what we need.
UGS,
cause we ain't going for this shit no more. We here to take this shit over. Oh, we ain't playing no motherfucking games with you, you bitch. You cocksucking motherfuckers. All you motherfuckers do is run your fucking mouth. But you ain't talking about shit. This underground society shit, this some real shit. Latch on and get on, motherfucker, you get rolled on. I'm telling you, we ain't playing no motherfucking games with you. www.ugsforlife.com. Check this shit out, you bitch, you. I'm telling you, and this the beginning of some shit. Here we come on, you weak ass bitches and you niggas too.
You know what a hustle is? That's a pig, that's a pig. They don't fly straight. You know what a hustle is? That's a pig, that's a pig. They don't fly straight. You know what a hustle is? That's a pig. They don't fly straight. You know what a hustle is? That's a pig, that's a pig. They don't fly straight.
Let me take a quick trip down memory lane. When the nigga first got acquainted, it's a game. See, I can't be cool with a hater in the trailer. I please bust the freak. I'ma holla at you later. Smoking marijuana is a must. I told myself a bitch I never trust. I kicked up dust when I first learned to turn on things. But with a click, probably popping in my nuts, man.
Kill her. Like how we nigga, we pull the
burn the night. What it be like, nigga? Big niggas with trippin', they got their coat on the hole. You fuckin' bitches that the bed. My niggas say to push the status through your ass. Send my kick right to hell. Kamikaze, motherfucker, nigga, killers and thugs. Pull up a chair, lookin' here, releasing nothing but blood. Get the tires on the ride. You gon' witness this shit. I'm about to pull the motherfucker, droppin' nothing but niggas. Up in your seat, I'm real crooked like a toupee. Nigga, get it, get stuck while I'm smoking no hay. Now witness me as I proceed like a thug with that. Gave some head up and wide on my grandmama's grave. I'm going out black, show the cover, copy and shit. Rest my rich, I'm keeping protection, I'm raining supreme as my gift. Weapon is tap in the oven. Ring, ring, bitch, I'm cheating shit. Running through hell, bare, I'm on them gold leaves, bare. Chicken, my nigga, go pick your puppy, cat, cat, cat. See my nigga, bona fide, wanna hit the freeway. Last days, we blaze, the world is headed for the section, no. Where to run, nowhere to hide, drop my head to stop. What about tomorrow? I'm living day by day. Let us pray, I lead the way, I burn day, I'm waiting.
Back here on the Murder Master Music Show. That's one of my favorite Posse songs that they had, Fly Straight. That was off the Indo G album. Came out in 98. That shit was banging. You know, speaking of great rappers out of Memphis, Indo G and Little Blunt, man, who the hell could forget them guys, man? They originally came out, I believe, on Luke Records. They was signed to Luke Records. Back in the day, you had Ruthless, you had Rap-A-Lot, you had Luke, you had some labels out in the East Coast, and I noticed one thing: a lot of them was into signing people from different areas. You know, they scouted the talent, they saw what was out there, and it's the way it should be. Nowadays, it's monopolized. You got a certain select few labels that pretty much control everything. And I'm gonna be real, man. The Atlanta rap scene is, to me, in 2012, 2013, is fucking garbage. Now, I don't know about the underground. I'm not hating on the underground. I just haven't heard no music out of there. I'm talking about the Atlanta mainstream music scene. It's just fucking garbage. It's just trap music. It's just, all it is the same shit. It's the same circle of people that come out of there. And I'm going to say this too. I'm going to say the Bay, man, the Bay Area. You motherfuckers over there, with the exception of the underground, I'm talking about the goofy motherfuckers. You're making a mockery of the Bay. Your Krayshawns and your Little Bees, that's fucked off. Okay, so you got Atlanta fucked off. You got the Bay fucked off. I mean, it's just fucked up, man, to see all these areas. You know, because back in the day, when I think of Atlanta, I thought of the Hard Boys. I thought of fucking Hitman Sammy Sam, shit like that. And the Bay, of course, you know, you thought of 11-5 and fucking... you know what I'm saying, Ant Banks and Seagram and shit like that. Now you got Krayshawn, and, man, what the fuck? You know, it's just disgusting to see the game turn to what it's turned to, but that's why we got this fucking show right here. That's why we got the UGS movement, man, to give you motherfuckers that either that old classic shit or this new hard street shit that's from the underground that you ain't hearing because they're getting blocked. They're getting fucking cock-blocked by the faggots and swaggots in the industry. So, you know, much props to everybody that's repping this UGS shit. I'm going to play this new song here by JT Money. It's called Singing, Pointing. This shit's off the chain right here. This is JT Money. You know he's going to be on the show. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, one of the few major legends that's out there that's really supporting our shit. So, shout out to JT Money. You know what I'm saying, right here in the Murder Master Music Show. And shit, we'll be back in a few. Don't go nowhere.
They shoot with ya, they'll grind with ya, but they won't do that motherfucking time with ya. Them niggas singing and pointing, singing and pointing, singing and pointing, yeah, they singing and pointing. He was one of the hardest till he got caught. Next time you see me testifying on your ass in court, that boy been putting it.
road. Them people couldn't make you until he got wired up and let them videotape you. Now they got conversations and transactions. Whole organization focused one man's actions. Now everybody copping out and cutting deals. Fuck keeping it real and coming on appeal. We call that snitching. They call it flipping. But they can't say you when them chains start spitting. Behind the wall when that shank goes sticking. See how they witness get turned to a victim. Dirty game, no loyalty, no shame. They'll turn on you for some champagne or a little fame. But they don't know what that fame costs. When you a crime boss, somebody always trying to knock you off.
They'll shoot with ya, they'll grind with ya. But they won't do that motherfucking time with ya. Them niggas singing and pointing, singing and pointing, singing and pointing. Yeah, they singing and pointing. They'll roll with ya, hit holes with ya. When them people can't ID, they don't show a picture. Them suckers holding and rolling. Bowling and rolling, they bowling and rolling, yeah, they bowling and rolling.
You gotta watch the niggas that you hang around. All of them ain't with you, don't let them bring you down. Niggas flex, niggas plug, trying to gain favor from a player. With money involved, they betray you. Some niggas talk that ride or die, like Peter did. When shit get thick, where they at when you need a bid? We do a crime, you go your way, and I go mine. You get caught up and drop a dime, cause you facing time. I only speak gangster to the cats that I know. Gangster. If you ain't gangster, you can't understand my conversation. I swear these new niggas, just some fool niggas, and got the game fucked up. You too, bitches. How can a nigga flip? Turn straight to snitch on a nigga, hit the hood and not get ripped. The way I came up, we live by the code. Nowadays, these niggas quick to fold cause they some hoes.
They'll shoot with ya, they'll grind with ya, but they won't do that motherfucking time with ya. Them niggas singing and pointing, singing and pointing, singing and pointing. Yeah, they singing and pointing. They'll roll with ya, hit holes with ya. When them people can't ID, they don't show a picture. Them suckers bowling and rolling, bowling and rolling. They bowling and rolling, yeah, they bowling and rolling.
I know this beat sounds sad. It's because a lot of these rappers finna die. Don't know I can spit, you finna get a whiff right here.
Get up!
Yeah!
Crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mushmill. His beats even told him I give him a chill. Whenever I flow track, I make blood spills. All they can say is, fool that boy ill. I'm finna let all you freshmen know how I feel. I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. Yep. You can even ask my homeboy Mushmill. Yep. I'm my D on a fisherman scale. Yep. My whip the same color as your girl hair gel. One split second finger send you straight to hell. So you can feel more heat than the L third rail. Leave you with a horrible smell, and that's real. Make you do a flip flop and three cartwheels. I got plenty of iron if you like pump steel. Sometimes chumps your conscience is your kill. So keep your ears to the street, eyes wide open. If you was a gun, fuck hell, so keep smoking. I ain't joking, my mind stay poking. Hop in a Tesla Rosa, been through the hood, I'm poking. Just to show love in the city of my people's posted. Riding so smooth, look like I'm slow motion. Fucking with this track, bro, with no notion. Can catch me in the cave with Dante, what up? Yep. I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. Yep. You can even ask my homeboy, Mushmill. I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, yep. And I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales.
Yep.
You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mel. I don't talk a lot of shit like a philosophy bag. That's why I talk for evil like the Mexican flag.
Yep.
When I spit for you chunks, it should be a blessing. My flow so out of space, I should be signed by the death.
Yep.
Whip it through the sky, rhyme with no protection. Stick up, smoke, shoot out is my profession. I'll clap you without even second guessing. Leave you in your big body, ring head resting. Beats is what I invest in. Everybody in the hood, knock on wood, is what they blast. Police in my hood asking so many questions. How that boy look and what he be dressed. Blow us like holocaust, get you roasted.
Ooh.
One drunk makes you think you seen crack ghost. Don't that ring a bell, you can tell from the smell. And everybody know Trey Wood is type of rebel.
I got more crack than a Liberty Bell.
And I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mel. I got more crack than a Liberty Bell. And I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mel.
Man, we got the homie Mac J on the case right now. This motherfucker's out there putting in that legwork, that field work, trying to get us another interview. I don't know if it's gonna happen tonight or if it's gonna be on another show, but I'm not gonna tell you exactly yet who it is. We're gonna let Mac J do that, man, because he's working hard to get this shit to happen. But now earlier we were talking about the fucking Fifth Ward Boys, man. That album from '95, Rated G. To me, that's one of my top 10 favorite albums. I know I say that a lot because I like so much fucking music, but goddamn, this song is called Step Into My World. It was actually the Fifth Ward Boys featuring the Fifth Ward Juveniles. And Fifth Ward Juveniles, they had only one album called On Deadly Ground. That shit was classic, too. Came out in the same year. But this song right here, man, is still one of my favorites, man. Step Into My World.
Damn, nigga. You don't reach that motherfucking dimension. Slipping in the darkness, a human target. He's seeking for the niggas that be tweaking. I'm flawless, a heartless killer, murderous thoughts formulating. For the procrastinating, breaking terror like Satan. My era's waiting for the time that it will be released. I grab the Nazi ECH, may you rest in peace. Somebody snatch up, the guns be after. Got you running from the trigger, cause a nigga caught up in the rapture. Of a lyrical suicide and do or die.
The circle got you.
Like
the jungle, but they poked it with my sucker. The bigger the bullet, the bigger the cap, and the bigger the cap, and the longer the nap, and I'm slapping. Shots up in my gaze, fucking up your face. I'm living my life in this hellhole, telling no motherfucker shit. Nigga, come play while y'all play, watch your ass leave here and shit. Shit, you wanna become a G, then you got to show your game. Bitch, what's my game? Point blank range. How you like me now? For the matter of our mission, break your ship. How I spend lost ways of torment. I'm shot for the mood of murder. Straight God, I heard a hoe knocking a post like niggas from the worst they go. Picture me. Letting you ride, letting you slide, so you can take information to the other side. My nigga, what's the fucking problem? Be lost in my hood, not shot. Ain't no force or way to solve them. I'm free to revolve of them. To your chest plate, wait, as I'm escaping, nigga, you dies. We're trying to infiltrate. PC, recognize the spot. Mr. Yard, don't cry. I figured you didn't know what you was getting into, nigga. Come out to hit the bus to spread. But I'm rolling my ether base to boss the shot to pay rent. So next time that you decide to visit, remember it ain't all good. You better say stop, nigga, or stop. We're stepping into my
house. You don't wanna see your crew. A nigga back to fool. With them dudes driving motherfuckers on the cool. And you don't wanna be the one to die by the gun. You better run, cause we icy niggas on the wall. You don't wanna see your crew. A nigga back to fool.
Listen to my Glock go pop pop, and I like that. way your blood be spilling up, pissing up on the concrete so fast. Never let me see you slipping, cause I'm down to blasting your ass. And I got that Glock cock with my finger on the trigger right now. And I know my homie would've did the same for me, so now I'm
pop, pop, piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop.
Baby, all the 20 keys turns it over to me, the BG.
niggas, I'm fucking a rap that I can't scrap. Who needs a scrap? My niggas cover from the back.
Right.
Some bitches hold your panties up. Take your tits, cause motherfucking rent is making motherfucking hits. Still sporting khakis, keep my dick in my dickies. Only wake them up when bitches wanna give them hickeys. Other than that, I'm looking out for number one, cause number two I didn't trust. So a nigga had to bust. Bury him in the back of another weed plant. My nigga said it was the reason why the weed is so dope. Grab another bitch, twist the panties off the top. Open up my mouth and let the whole English drop. Buzz for a minute, couldn't walk a straight line. But that shit don't stop Red from writing a rhyme. And punk motherfuckers can't hide from a nigga homicide. All bullshit aside. I'm thinking about getting a case better, yet I get two. Slap out the bone, six straight and 15. Bitches ring the bell, it's a fucking tight team. A kiss on my cheek, but my dick is getting jealous. She whispered she was ducking when we're not around the fellas. Fuck that shit, bitch. Do what you gotta do, cause when you're fucking with Red Hope, my dick is people's too. Now I'm sipping on my root rock hard. Thinking of the times on the boulevard. I saw people out there getting ganked and shit. Niggas shooting every night, niggas looting and shit. And this type of shit in the streets is very often. This shit is like an everyday thing to me. A lot of niggas on my block, I have a slang for me. But that ain't shit, my true niggas stay down. Them Taj Mahal G's don't be fucking around. And why would you even think to hide? Nigga, cause you got all bullshit aside. Check it.
UGS Radio. It is what it is, man. We're out this bitch.